Why this works.
Aioli is one of the oldest emulsions in recorded European cooking. In its most traditional Provençal form, it contains only two ingredients, garlic and olive oil, with salt. No egg. The garlic itself provides the emulsifying agents, a combination of mucilaginous polysaccharides in the garlic cells and proteins released during the grinding that hold the oil droplets suspended in the garlic's water phase. This is fundamentally different from mayonnaise, which relies on lecithin and egg yolk as its primary emulsifier. In aioli, the emulsification is less stable and more physically demanding to achieve. The reason the traditional method takes 15 to 20 minutes of steady mortar work is that you need to build the emulsion slowly and mechanically, relying on the grinding action to continuously create new surface area for the oil to disperse into. Every drop of olive oil must be physically incorporated before the next is added. Rushing breaks the emulsion. The garlic's flavor profile in aioli is different from cooked garlic or garlic in a sauce. Raw garlic contains allicin, formed when the enzyme alliinase contacts the substrate allein when the cell walls are ruptured. This is why crushed garlic is much more pungent than sliced garlic. More cell wall rupture, more contact. In the mortar grinding process, the maximum cell wall damage occurs, releasing the maximum allicin. The result is an intense, sharp, slightly hot garlic character that is central to authentic aioli. Garlic that has been crushed and then left to rest for 10 minutes, allowing the allicin reaction to complete, is even more pungent. Olive oil is not interchangeable with neutral oil here. The flavor is the point. A peppery, grassy, slightly bitter extra virgin olive oil is what gives the sauce its Provençal character. The fat crystal structure of olive oil also differs from refined vegetable oils, affecting the emulsion's texture. High-quality olive oil produces a thicker, more stable aioli than light or mild olive oil. The modern version with egg yolk is a practical adaptation, not the traditional form. It is more stable, faster to make, and the egg yolk's lecithin provides a strong structural scaffold for the emulsion. The flavor is somewhat different. The raw garlic is added after emulsification, rather than being the structural agent, which means it plays a flavoring role rather than a structural one. Common mistakes. Refrigerator cold garlic. Target: room temperature garlic, out of fridge 30 minutes before grinding. Why it matters. Cold garlic doesn't grind smoothly. Fibrous pieces remain that won't emulsify. Room temperature garlic crushes cleanly into a paste that disperses oil properly. What to do? Take garlic out ahead. Smash with the flat of a knife before mortar pestle work to start the cellular breakdown. Workarounds. For consistent results, grate garlic on a microplane. Extreme cellular breakdown produces near instant emulsification. Adding oil too fast. Target: drop by drop for the first 30 seconds. Accelerating only after thickening visible. Why it matters, oil added faster than the existing emulsion can absorb breaks the sauce. Once broken, recovery is harder than starting over. What to do? Patient drip. Watch the emulsion thicken before increasing the flow. Workarounds: broken aioli, start a new egg yolk in a clean bowl. Slowly whisk the broken aioli into the fresh yolk. Recovers the emulsion. Target: at least one large clove per person. Traditional Provençal aioli uses more. Why it matters? Timid aioli, one clove per 150 ml oil, tastes like barely flavored mayonnaise. Aioli's name means garlic and oil. The garlic should be present. What to do? Don't fear the garlic. 2 to 3 cloves minimum for a small batch. Workarounds: for milder flavor, blanch garlic for 30 seconds in boiling water first, tames sharpness while preserving aroma. Skipping salt in the grinding step. Target: add salt to garlic before adding any oil. Why it matters? Salt draws moisture from garlic cells, osmosis, creating additional liquid for oil to disperse into. Holding salt until the end misses this mechanical advantage. What to do? Crush garlic plus salt together in the mortar until smooth. Then start the oil. Workarounds: for deeper umami, use fleur de sel or other flaky finishing salts. Using bland olive oil. Target: fruity, peppery Spanish or Italian EVOO. Not extra pungent. Pure bitter EVOO produces bitter aioli. Why it matters? Olive oil is 90% of the flavor. The oil should taste delicious on its own. That's how you'll taste it on the final plate. What to do? Smell test before using. Should smell green and grassy. Workarounds: for balanced flavor without pure pungency, blend EVOO with neutral oil, 50-50. Softer profile, still flavorful. What to look for? Garlic paste before oil. Smooth, homogeneous, pale ivory cream. No fibers, no chunks. Smells intensely of raw garlic. After first 20 mils of oil, slightly thickened, no oil pooling. The emulsion is forming. Fully emulsified, thick will hold shape in the mortar, no oiliness, spoon lifts clean, finished aioli, dense, slightly glossy, pale ivory, taste of garlic first, olive oil second. Chef's view, the traditional aioli without egg is uncompromising, in flavor, in effort, and in what it demands from the cook's attention. A traditional Provençal cook would not consider the egg yolk version aioli at all. They would call it a garlic mayonnaise, which is also good, just different. The argument for the mortar method is entirely qualitative. The sauce tastes like garlic and olive oil, not like cream or egg. It is structurally transparent in a way that the egg yolk version is not. La Grande Aioli, the Provençal feast where aioli is served as a communal sauce, alongside salt cod, hard-boiled eggs, boiled vegetables, and snails, requires the traditional form. The intensity of the garlic is not just a preference, it is the point of the dish. The accompaniments are chosen specifically to be mild enough that the aioli can overwhelm them gently. For a modern kitchen serving aioli as a condiment, with fries, grilled chicken, fish tacos, the egg yolk version is the sensible choice. It holds in the refrigerator for 3 to 4 days, it is stable, and the garlic level can be adjusted without affecting the emulsion. Use the traditional method when aioli is the centerpiece, use the modern method when it is a component. Chef Test Notes tested both methods in parallel, blind. The mortar aioli had a noticeably sharper, more immediate garlic heat, and a slightly denser, less smooth texture. The egg yolk version was creamier and milder. Tasters without context preferred the egg yolk version. Tasters with context, served alongside poached cod and vegetables as a grand aioli, strongly preferred the traditional version. The appropriate method depends entirely on the context of service. A note on history. Aioli is one of the few sauces in the French repertoire with a clear pre-classical origin. The Provençal word aioli is a compound of a, garlic, and oli, oil, in the Occitan language, the language of southern France before northern French became dominant. The sauce predates anything Carême or Escoffier wrote, predates French classical cuisine, and belongs to the Mediterranean tradition of oil and garlic emulsions that includes the Spanish alioli and the Catalan alioli. It entered the formal French repertoire late. Escoffier mentions it, but as a regional specialty rather than a foundational sauce.